This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Where's Powerball Pete?
Oh, he'll be it.
All right, I got my money.
Yeah, you do?
I got $5. I'm ready. What, you may $414 million?
Yeah, you may have to spot me today.
Nah, I'm busy.
Look, I've spotted you before.
I don't think I have $5 for you. I feel like this should just be my win.
Yeah, you're going to have to spot me $5.
All right, I got you.
Got me covered?
Yep, $414 million. The drawing is tomorrow night. What time? Do you know? I don't know.
I think it happens around 7:30.
Okay. Oh, crap, actually.
Something like that.
You guys, I have the... Let me look at the time. I have the dumbest birthday party to go to tomorrow night.
Yeah. Why is it dumb?
Because they do a theme.
The dress-up thing?
They're doing a theme.
What's the theme?
Everybody has to wear turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks. Do you own a turtleneck?
No. Because Schneider, I guess, one of her other friends said she's not very hip. Schneider isn't, because she always wears, she wore turtlenecks or something. And everybody's like, what are you wearing turtlenecks for? And she's like, well, I lived in Arizona forever, and I just love the look of a turtleneck. And we're like, why?
Oh, wow.
Nobody should ever wear a turtleneck.
Arizona? Turtlenecks?
No, she loved coming back to Colorado where she...
Oh!
Yeah, sorry, it didn't make sense.
Is that a turtleneck?
No, she couldn't wear them there, and so she loves winter wear. But turtlenecks should never be a part of anybody's wardrobe.
No, I don't have one.
So I have to go to this birthday party and wear a stinking turtleneck. What in the hell?
There's no way to get out of it?
No, it's Schneider. Can't get out of her birthday.
No, I meant wearing the turtleneck.
Oh, no. You look like the ass that didn't, you know, participate in the wackiness.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to be that.
Nope. All right. Anyway, so it's fine. Man. Tonight I'm excited about Bar Bingo is tonight. Super duper 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 excited. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait. And so we'll see you down there. At Jackson's downtown. Okay, let's get to some of this stuff. First of all, did you see the whole milk Coke thing?
I did. I saw that, somebody fighting?
Yeah, all these people are fighting about milk and Coke together. Is it gross? You know, Penny Marshall, that was her thing. She always drank milk and Coke together.
Yeah.
And then after it came out, she passed away, and people were like, oh, long live Penny Marshall, we're milk and Coke combo. What did I just say? And it says, I guess all these people started fighting about yesterday out of nowhere. If you drink milk and Coke together, you can't be my friend. People are totally like Twittered out about this, grossed out. I think it's gross.
Why would you?
I don't know.
I don't understand the whole, where are you that you're drinking milk and Coke together?
Are you
at a restaurant? You order both? Or are you at home? Are you eating dinner? I don't even understand.
I don't know. It just, everybody's wondering too why yesterday it became such a thing and going crazy.
Yep.
Somebody just texted this. My God, middle-aged women relationships sound horrible. They are. Yeah. Turtleneck. Okay, turtleneck. Just saying. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I've never tried the Coke and milk together. I like both.
It doesn't sound that good.
But yeah. I don't know.
Somebody else said, I can't wait to see you two at Bar Bingo tonight. Going to be, the whole Westminster Flowers crew.
Oh.
Bring us some flowers.
Flowers crew, huh?
I like flowers. You like flowers?
Love flowers.
Love flowers.
Kidding.
All right, so we're going to see the whole group from Westminster Flowers. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? Corey Feldman. No, I don't want to talk about that. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I'll replay this real quick. Gayle King getting all the limelight, folks. I mean, she is a superstar right now. She is just dancing, going, Oprah, who? I'm Gayle King. I'm Gayle King. Oprah, who?
You had this amazing interview with R. Kelly.
Yes. Can I just tell you what happened to me backstage?
Just
in the green room, Elton John called me. In the green room, I pick up the phone. I pick up the phone. He goes, Gayle, it's Elton here. I went, Elton John? Hi, Elton. He said, and he was calling to talk about the R. Kelly interview. I thought that was so nice that he called.
That is so nice.
Yeah, just now.
When's the last time Gayle King's been booked for a late night talk show as a guest?
Oprah who?
Ever?
Oprah who?
Who?
I'm Gayle King, Oprah who?
She is on top of the world
so happy now
because of the R. Kelly interview.
She also talks about how she kept her cool with R. Kelly.
When I see Robert getting really upset and he stands out of his seat, my initial reaction is, oh, God, please don't leave. We've seen him storm out of interviews before. So I thought he was going to do that. And I was thinking, what can I do to save this interview? So I decided if I sit there quietly, make eye contact with him. You know what it's like when you're upset and somebody says, calm down. You go, I am calm. I figured that that would make it even worse. So I thought if I just sit there quietly, looking at him, he would know I'm not going anywhere, and I'll just wait for you to finish whatever this is, and then you'll sit back down in the seat.
Hmm. She did keep her cool.
Yeah, she did.
Gotta
she
give
really
it to
did.
Her. You know, it's only going to be a matter of probably 2 or 3 weeks. She's going to land another big interview.
Something good.
Yeah,
now they're like, well, you know, we don't have a Barbara Walters anymore. And so people are looking at her going, wow, you know what? Yeah. She does a great job. She has a lot of respect in the industry. So she can be our new Barbara Walters go-to girl.
Yeah, and people who have been doing interviews for the past, 20, 30 years or so in journalism, just really serious about their job, they're livid. They cannot believe this lady has swooped in and become the best interviewer of all time.
She's going to be, mark my words, she's going to become the new Barbara Walters. She's going to get all the celebrity interviews. Somebody said, hey, the milk, man, it's lit up this damn text. The whole milk and Coke thing, I guess it's a thing. It's called a brown cow. You can order one. I'd like one brown cow. Mm. It's like Arnold Palmer. It's a thing at a restaurant. You can order one.
Never heard of it.
Brown cow.
I swear, this is the first time I've ever heard of it.
I mean, it's crazy. It's
don't know anything about it.
Crazy. Somebody else wants to know. Oh, I know that Nabisco guy wants to know if we want more cookies tonight. He's going to be there.
Sure. We love cookies.
Really?
Bring the cookies.
There's so many.
We'll share them.
So many cookies. So many.
We love cookies.
So much cookie. So much
yeah,
cookie.
Maybe that's not the place.
So much. No, you and I have to get ready for the Cayman Islands.
Right.
No more cookies. We're going to the Cayman Islands, and we cannot be cookie.
Look.
No cookie.
Love cookies.
No, aren't you ketoing? Aren't you?
Yeah, but I love cookies.
Aren't you in ketosis?
There may be a day.
I feel like, aren't you? Where's your ketosis?
Where's my ketosis?
I feel like you gave up your ketosis.
My ketosis is at Nabisco.
BJ kind of gave up the ketosis.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. He just doesn't want to talk about it.
No. It worked, though. I mean, I lost 20 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
But now it's all...
You know what I don't like about
God.
It? I don't like all the fat you have to eat.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's just too much. It's just too much.
It's a lot
it's
of fat.
Much. Because your diet has to be 70% fat.
So when you're gnawing on a summer sausage and cheese and all that crap you ate, roast beef and no breads, no vegetables, hardly
any. Lots of butter.
Ugh.
What the heck are you going to eat the butter on?
Butter on a stick.
You just melt it, drink it like it's Kool-Aid?
That's so gross.
That's what it's like.
That's
a little too much.
I agree with you, but oh well, it's a fad.
I still watch breads and sugar.
Well, that's good. What do you watch them do?
Go down.
I watch myself eat them.
As I eat them?
All right, the Jonas Brothers, Nick, Joe, Rusty, and Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm sad that they had to go to therapy. But I knew that. I told you that. The Jonas Brothers, when they broke up, you know, Nick got his own gig. Joe, he got the DNCE gig. And then Rusty, man, he had nothing.
I feel like that. What's the third one again? Rusty?
Rusty.
I feel like that the other two went to therapy to support Rusty.
I agree with you.
I think Rusty was the one needed the therapy.
Because he was refinishing cabinets.
Yeah, and it would be really hard for them to come back together and just drop everything because they kind of abandoned him in a way.
Yeah.
And so they all needed to go so they could air everything out and get back on the same page.
Well, one of the things Rusty said in the interview said it was really embarrassing because there I see my brother, Nick, you know, on a video, and there I see my other brother, Joe, doing DNCE and a Cake by the Ocean song, and he's like, and there I am delivering Domino's pizza, and people are like, oh my God, are you Rusty Jonas?
Yeah.
He said it was humiliating. They're like, here's an extra tip. Why aren't you singing with your brothers?
Right. And that's why you go back to therapy, and you've got to hash out, why did you two clowns drop me and I had to deliver pizza, you know, to get by?
Yeah.
You
got
to hash that out in therapy.
So here's what they had to say about that.
You know, we did some very necessary healing because, you know, when things ended, it wasn't the best.
Forced therapy.
What does that entail?
We wrote down questions in a bowl and had to pick them out. Like, why do you think the band ended? What do you think your role in it was?
Yeah. Everyone just goes, well, why did the band end? I think it was Nick.
I broke the band up, but I got them back together.
True. It was a full redemptive story.
Sounds like they're over it, though.
Yeah, I feel like they're happy.
Things are going to be okay, so.
They also talked about, remember when everybody was doing those purity rings?
Yeah.
It was years ago. They were all wearing a ring that says, I have not had relations with anything. And so they talked about their purity rings.
Anything or any what?
That too.
Who took their ring off first? Kevin, no way, you dirty dog.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And then how do you break that to the rest of the band? Do you come in and say, guys, I am no longer pure?
No. It says Halo's gone.
Yeah.
There was no ceremony of not being pure.
Who's Kevin?
He's the fourth one, I told you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you see how sad Rusty was during that interview? He's like, he still has his on.
Yeah.
He's the only Jonas Brothers still with his ring on.
You're delivering dominoes. Women don't find that attractive, I don't think.
Guess not. Yeah. When you have the other brothers, they're doing so well, you don't want to be that.
But I will say, things are looking up for all three.
I agree. Because, all four.
Well, yeah, all four. Yeah. But things are looking up because I think this new album they have out, I like the new song.
It is good, isn't it?
It's a good song.
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
So I think they're back.
Yeah. So, and the weird part is Kevin's not playing on that one. It's Rusty.
Yeah, I know.
Nick, Joe, and Rusty. So now we're going to...
Maybe they'll tour.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see them come to, like, the Pepsi Center or Elitch Gardens.
Somebody just texted us. By the way, we have a live text in the studio. We see all your texts, 51059. You can text us anytime. We look at them. Even the ones that call me names, I look at them and I go, but I act like it doesn't hurt. Here's the thing. Somebody said, it's my girlfriend's 30th birthday today. Today is our big 3-0.
Yeah.
Is there room at Bar Bingo? I'm going to give you a little advice, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's no room. But the bar is open seating. So if you and your girlfriends come to the bar early before we start, what, 6?
Yeah, I'd get there around 11.
This morning. That'll be smashed.
That's when they open.
If you get there, I was going to say like 4:30.
Well, I'm going to go with 11.
Okay.
It's going to be busy.
I'm going to say go there at like 4:30, something like that, and sit at the bar. That way nobody will move you and you can just sit there.
4:30 gives you a chance. 11 guarantees a seat. Okay.
Yeah, they will be hammered on a 30th birthday by 6 p.m.
That's what 30th birthdays are for.
I don't know.
Come on down.
God, people hate Rusty.
Why? I feel sorry for him.
Oh, my God. Shut up about Rusty.
Oh, just like everybody else, all you want is us to talk about Nick and Joe.
See?
Don't you think they get enough coverage as it is?
See?
You know what? Give the kid a break. He delivered pizzas before this new CD came out.
Why don't you guys please play that new song instead of that horrible crap Shallow, which you play every time this time of day? Wow.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to play that right now.
No, we're not playing that anymore. I begged our boss not to play Shallow anymore, and he agreed. I said, I cannot take BJ singing during the first part of it anymore. Like, it literally like makes me kind of bitchy.
Kind of?
That's what does it. It's when you start singing that stupid song.
I love that song.
No, I'm just telling you. It's just no thank you.
Find it.
No, it's good. What else do I have for you? I don't want to do any R. Kelly crap. I'm sick of that. Let's see. I think I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.